Thursday, May 16th. I'm sure you have heard about Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker and his commencement speech at Benedictine College, I believe is how you pronounce it. I had never heard of it before before this. And is commencement the right word? At their graduation, I think it is. Anyway, I'm going to assume that you have heard it. If not, you can pause here and just Google it. There's a ton of banter about it. It was obviously, if you are familiar with me or anything that I say or think or believe, the things he said are outrageous and dumb and misogynistic and antiquated. And that's just clear to me. That being said, this college he was at was, or is rather, an all Catholic school. I don't know if it's an all-girl school, but he was speaking specifically to women, and actually said that in his speech, that they have, you women have had the most diabolical lies told to you. And the thing that you should be thinking about or being excited for is marriage and raising a child rather than, going on to do things in the world, have a great career, achieve goals, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, whether you believe that or not, I hope you don't. But, and there's nothing wrong with raising a family. Obviously, that is a beautiful, amazing thing. And that could be, in my opinion, a male or a female goes on to do those types of things. The thing is, this is a college graduation moment. This is like a big moment in these kids' lives, and one where they just completed an educational journey that is supposed to then prepare them for what happens next in the real world, socially as well. But the graduation part of it, the thing like the diploma you get is because you took X number of classes and got credits and achieved some goal of studying in a certain field that you may want to continue with later on in life. And that is probably what you're thinking about in that moment. So to take that moment and say, nah, you may have just done 4 years and aim towards being a lawyer, but maybe you shouldn't even be thinking about that. It's a diabolical lie that they're telling you. You should just be focused on kids and home and other antiquated ideas. Now, people are calling for Butker to be thrown out of the league or blackballed like Colin Kaepernick has been. And that's where, I think this all goes way too far. I think we can judge him as a fucking idiot or an asshole or having views that are certainly anti-woman. But that doesn't mean he should lose his job. They asked him to come and speak here and at Benedictine. And the thing is, like, that audience, they chose him for a reason. I'm sure it wasn't because he kicks a oblong shaped pigskin far. It's because they probably knew that his thoughts aligned with a lot of what they teach and preach at Benedictine College, and probably what a big chunk of the student body might even agree with, male or female. However, I just don't believe that he didn't commit a crime. And I don't think he should be blackballed or banned or anything like that. And I obviously, just to bring up Kaepernick like I did a minute ago, certainly don't think he should have had anything of that sort done to him either. Anyhow, it's taking up a lot of space on the timeline and news, and I just wanted to chime in with my thoughts here.